Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 182 Weight Loss. The standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Their Alexandria location now open. Taking appointments. New spot in Ashburn, Virginia as well. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Eric Bickle. Dion Cole's going to stop by. Comedian and actor. He's at the Improv this weekend. He'll join us at 9:25. But every Thursday at 9, we talk fantasy football with our buddy Dave Richard, who joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. You can catch him on Fantasy Football Today. It's live every day at noon on CBS Sports' new streaming channel. That's CBS Sports HQ. Get the latest sports news, highlights, smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. And Dave, I was telling Cakes, a guy who's been killing me on one of my fantasy teams the last couple weeks, and he's not playing this week, so I had to go out and find somebody else. Tom Brady. What happened to Tom Brady being a fantasy stud?
You know, it's funny how that works, guys. Brady, for the last 2 weeks without Gronk, and really 3 weeks without, well, if we're being honest, it's been like 6-7 weeks without Gronk being Gronk. And I think it's making a difference in how defenses scheme against them, especially when Gronk's not on the field. That's one less big body that defenses have to worry about, and there isn't really a replacement there. It's not like they plug in and use Dwayne Allen or Jacob Hollister the same way. And I think it's making it harder on Brady. I think Brady's under a little more pressure. And maybe with that pressure coming at him, he's a little bit slower to react because he is over 40 years old at this point. One touchdown in his last three games, no top 12 finishes in his last three games. It's kind of a mess. Here's what I'm advising. This week, go out and get Marcus Mariota. Use him as a replacement for Tom Brady. But keep him on your team. When Brady comes back in week 12, he's taking on the Jets. Gronk's expected back. Should be happy time for him again, and you start him in week 12. He'll be good, and then you don't have to worry. But if for some reason he still looks bad in week 12, you can pivot to Marcus Mariota in week 13. He takes on the Jets in week 13, and you could have Mariota kind of save your fantasy season from a stumbling Tom Brady.
Dave, I was tinkering with one of our producers' fantasy football lineups yesterday, and I was desperate for him to show me his free agent list. This is Drab T-Shirts, one of his leagues that he's in. And sure. I nearly fell out of my chair when I saw the top name on the free agent list in his league that he's apparently playing in with a bunch of morons. Andrew Luck was on the free agent list. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, Dave.
Right. So I wouldn't react like that. I would instead say, hey, can you get me in this league next year? What's the buy-in? Can we double it? Can we triple it? You know, let's talk about this a little. Yeah, that's crazy. One of my leagues, Eric Ebron, was on the waiver wire. And this is a league with people who know what they're doing. So that's kind of crazy. But there's always times during the year where people drop players. They don't think they need them, or they just go, like, under the radar a little bit. And that one's a little crazy. Seeing Andrew Luck, a top five fantasy quarterback, on the free agent pile, hopefully Drab picked him up.
He did immediately. I said, you pick him up 5 minutes ago. I don't know what your league is doing.
The world's worst league.
Yeah. Maybe somebody just made a mistake and accidentally cut him. But
I'm not sure. Speaking of quarterbacks, Mitchell Trubisky, I'm rolling him out this week because I don't have any better options. He's facing the Vikings. I'm not crazy about his matchup. What do you think about Trubisky this weekend against the Vikes?
I'm not crazy about it either, and we've seen it go both ways with Trubisky, where he plays poorly in a tough matchup and where he plays great in a tough matchup. I think this is one of those games where you don't want to trust him. If you don't want to trust him, you don't have to, because it's such a rich week at quarterback. Mariota, one of the guys that we talked about, should have a very good week. Eli Manning has a great matchup against Tampa Bay, and his offensive line looks better. That makes a huge difference for Manning, and I think you could see Eli put up some good numbers this week. And even Dak Prescott, that's one I'm on the fence with Trubisky. Prescott or Trubisky. I'm not sure which way. Right now I'm leaning toward Prescott. He's got a good matchup against Atlanta. That defense just hasn't been playing great. They've been allowing good numbers. And Prescott's been playing well ever since Amari Cooper was traded to the Cowboys. So I think you've got options if you've got Trubisky on your fantasy team. I don't know if you can find Andrew Luck on your waiver wire, but if you can find Mariota, find Manning, find Dak, you could pick them up now and then just think about it over the next 48 hours before making a decision.
People should go to CBSSports.com right now and read Dave's latest starts and sits, risks and sleepers for every game on the NFL schedule. There's one tonight. Give us some tips on who you're starting, who you're sitting in Packers Seahawks.
Well, I think you're going to start Jimmy Graham just because it's Jimmy Graham, but I don't like what I've seen from him the past couple of weeks. It's getting a little bit harder to trust him. And Aaron Jones, ever since he's really kind of emerged in this offense, he's kind of limited Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not. In Aaron Rodgers' first six games, 42 pass attempts per game. I think it's down to like 34 or 35 pass attempts in his last three. So Jimmy Graham isn't going to get as many targets. I don't think he's looking quite as fast as he used to. I know this is a revenge game for him, but if he doesn't score, I think he's going to leave you hurting in fantasy. So that's one that he's okay to start. I just don't think he's a great start. And I'll say the same thing for Marquez Valdez-Scantling as the slot receiver for the Packers. He only got one deep target last week, got a lot of short area numbers. He can do okay with that. I think in PPR, he's a lot safer, could get you 5-6 catches, 50, 60 yards, something like that. But I don't know if he's going to break away any long catches for a touchdown like Tyler Lockett might for the Seahawks. He's been doing that all year. That Packers secondary is a total mess. One of my favorite DFS plays and one of my favorite plays in general this week is Tyler Lockett for Seattle.
All right. All right, let's bang out some of these calls. A lot of people, of course, they've got questions for Dave, our resident fantasy expert.
By the way, I'm sprinting to DraftKings right now to put in a lineup with Tyler Lockett in it. Thank you, Dave.
You are.
I appreciate it.
I've already done it.
All right, let's go to Brendan in Reston. Brendan, what's up, man? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, pal?
All right, Dave, so I'm in a 12-team PPR. I need to start 2 of 4. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Adrian Peterson, Demaryius Thomas, and Doug Martin.
I'm going to go with both receivers, and certainly because it's a PPR league, that helps them out a lot, but I also think that they have a little bit more upside. Peterson's got a real tough outlook this week. He played Tampa Bay last week. Tampa Bay's defense is not good. He needed 19 carries to get 68 yards. Now he's taking on Houston. The Texans are coming off of a bye. I think he's in for a really rough week, could Washington throw the ball to Adrian Peterson 5-6 times a game? They haven't done it yet this year.
Probably not.
They don't do that with their main running back. I can't count on that. I would get away from Adrian Peterson.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Would you also get away from Latavius Murray this week?
You have to. Dalvin Cook's back. I would expect him to be the lead runner for Minnesota. And it's a tough matchup in general for Dalvin Cook. But Cook can make plays as a pass catcher. We saw that before he got hurt. And then when we saw him in his last game, he looked great running the football. Looked like the stud running back we drafted him to be when he had a 70-yard run in his last game. I don't know how many 70-yard runs he's going to have this week, but he's going to have a lot of catches. I think he's going to be a pretty good fantasy player.
All right, let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. 12-team standard league. I can't decide on if I should flex Lamar Miller or Jordan Howard. It's kind of a rough week because of the byes.
Yeah, those are both rough options as well. Lamar Miller is who I'd tell you to go with. He's going up against Washington, as you guys know. That's not an easy matchup for him. But I think it's actually easier than what Jordan Howard's going to have to deal with against Minnesota. I've seen too many games this season where the Bears get away from Jordan Howard. One of them was last week. He only had 11 carries against Detroit. That's a team that you're supposed to be able to run against, and he didn't even average 2 yards per carry. This is a lesser of two evils type of thing, and I think Lamar Miller is just the better option of the two. See if you can make a trade, if that's even possible in your league, before a deadline of today. Maybe you can trade for Alex Collins on the cheap. He's got a nice schedule moving forward.
Good luck, Steve.
All right, thank you, Steve. Let's go to Mike at Silver Spring. Mike, you're on with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to say that I drafted Le'Veon Bell number 2 overall in my league, and I'm still going to bat 8-2. Fill it.
Nice.
That's very nice. Good recovery.
Nice recovery.
Yeah, very, yeah. But, serious question.
He just wanted to pat himself on the back.
You know what? He does bring up a good point. I always wondered every year because, you know, as in the last 10 years or so, like drafting running backs early has been all the rage. Have they actually researched this and proven out that guys that draft the running backs highest have the greater percentage of winning these leagues?
Well, I mean, it typically goes that way. There's always the occasional receiver that could be up there, the quarterback as well. But usually it's whoever has the number one running back on their team typically makes the playoffs without much of a problem. And then they go and they have a chance to win their league. Todd Gurley right now is the number one most winningest player on CBS Sports League. So if you drafted Gurley number one, he's obviously paying off for you. But in the case of Patrick Mahomes, he's the number one fantasy quarterback, and people who drafted him late are certainly ahead in their leagues. There's a lot of people out there, myself included in a couple of leagues, that have Gurley and Mahomes on a fantasy team. You can imagine what the record is in those in those teams.
Gotcha. Humble brag right there.
Yeah, it's very nice.
All right,
nice
luxury.
Let's go to Pastor Jacques. Jacques, how are you?
Hey, happy snow day. Happy snow day, fellas.
Yeah. What's up, Jacques?
Hey, quick question. Cousins or Fitzpatrick? Both of them scare me this week.
Yeah, both of them scare me too. But at least in the case of Cousins, I don't think he's got a chance of getting benched. Whereas Ryan Fitzpatrick, now that he's already had one so-so game and one really bad game, you never know what the Bucs are going to do and whether or not they might turn to Jameis Winston if Fitzpatrick continues to throw interceptions against the Giants. I think Cousins is going to throw a lot against Chicago. We've seen him overcome tough matchups before, specifically tough matchups for his offensive line where they're blitzing him and he comes through, and I think you're going to see him come through. He's a low-end starter for me this week, definitely better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jock. Dave and the listeners, I hope you're ready for the speed round. You're limited to one question. There are no trade questions, no dumb questions, no small talk. It's Dave's Way or the Highway, and a late entrant. No Bluetooth or speakerphones are allowed whatsoever.
Ooh, I
Man,
like
the
that.
Rules just keep growing and growing.
I mean, without rules, there's anarchy.
Right.
And we can't have
that. Let's go to Casey. Casey, speed round, go.
Take 204. Emmanuel Sanders, Amani Cooper, Corey Davis, Aaron Jones.
Called him Amani Cooper. You have to get the names right.
Oh, you got to play Jones.
Let's go to Rich. Only speed round. Go.
Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins?
Wilson.
It just says it doesn't say who the guy is. What's your name, my friend? I'm going to break the rule.
Gets an exception.
Half point PPR, Leonard Fournette, Marlon Mack, Mark Ingram, 1 of 3.
He didn't even need the name.
I'm going to go with Fournette.
All right, great. Let's go to Novell. Speed round, go.
Standard league, Rudolph, Gabriel, or Eckler. I need one.
That's brutal. Let's go with the upside of Gabriel.
There you go.
Oh, late addition to the rules, by the way. You don't need to say if you're naming quarterbacks, it's a PPR league. Thank you, Dave. I know that's something that's bothered you in the past. Continue.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm just here to help people.
Matt, speed round, go.
Luck or wins?
Luck.
Let's go to Tim, DC, speed round, go.
I could hear the speakerphone. I could
Dale.
Hear the window down.
Good.
Glenn Burney, speed round, go.
PPR flex, Scantling or Jackson? Deshaun.
Yeah, still Scantling.
Todd, speed round, go.
Roethlisberger or Cousins?
Roethlisberger.
Julio, go.
Big Ben or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Come on.
Ben.
That would be the dumb
borderline
question.
Dumb. Actually dumb.
Yeah. John, speed round, go.
Standard league, I need one for flex. Mark Ingram, Marlon Mack, or Tyler Boyd?
Ingram.
James, speed round, go.
Standard league, need one for flex. Lamar Miller, Peyton Barber, or Larry Fitzgerald?
Blech.
Fitzgerald.
And let's go to Steve. Steve, speed round, go.
Wentz or Trubisky?
Wentz.
All right, I don't see our guy John DePompa. Must be out shoveling snow.
Maybe he is.
Out on the farm. Busy out there. Thank you, Dave. Thank you as always, buddy.
You got it, fellas. Yep. Have a great weekend. I hope you all get rich off Daily Fantasy.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I hope you're right.
You know what? I need to start playing some more Daily Fantasy.
Yeah, jump back in the pool, JP. It's
Phil
warm.
And I basically do I mean, we do one team per Sunday.
Look, just ship a few extra chips into your account and let's dabble. Come on, let's go.
Tom Daly's doing like 200 lineups.
That's my guy.
Dylan and I do one. Think we're going to hit on.
Is Tom net up?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I think he is net up.
He has this been on the heater. I think this last weekend was not very good.
He's got a system.
Yeah, but overall,
he has some sort of cheat code.
Like overall, he's up.
Well, you need a cheat code. If you don't have a system, some sort of algorithm or some plan.
Yeah, Dylan and I just grasp. We look at a lineup. Yeah. We go, he'll be like, whoa.
You mean my start? My
system
isn't paying off?
I look at Thom, and the last thing I think of is algorithm.
All right, coming up next, one of the stars of Black-ish. He's a comedian and actor. He's at the DC Improv this weekend. Dion Cole is going to join us in studio here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, where you'll see our next guest who's in studio with us, Dion Cole, comedian and actor. He's at the DC Improv this weekend.
He's prepared for the cold, by the way.
Yes. Tickets are going fast. You can go to dcimprov.com for all of your ticket information. Dion, welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me here, man.
And you look so good. And I commented right away. So I'm embarrassed. I have this mustache for this November charity thing, whatever. It's great. I'm raising money, blah, blah, blah. But I look hideous like a porn star. And you look amazing. And you have like a... you have a mustache, and you say it's for a project or something.
Yeah,
but
it's a project. And this is the first time I've done this. Yeah, like where it's just mustache and really no goatee or whatever.
Well, you got a little thing under your lip.
I got the little thing under my lip.
That's kind of like cheating. I can't do that.
A little cheating, no.
But you look good.
That's it, man. Thank you, man.
Are your friends breaking your balls?
They're clowning me left and right.
They are?
Yeah.
Thanks, don't you think he looks really good?
He does look good. But again, his is fully grown in. Yours is still like in the very formative, like infancy stages. So
this is like 10 days.
You need to give it a little more time.
How long is yours?
Mine's been like probably like a month or whatever.
Months?
But I've been hearing like, you know, porn star all the time.
I know.
Yeah,
but you've had the goatee. Like I'm looking at your pictures.
Since I was six.
Have you ever gone clean shaven?
No. Really? But once I did, for a project. And so this is probably the second time I did, where it's just
like work dictates his grooming.
That's
kind of crazy.
It does. But with this mustache, no one knows what I'm having sex with. Like, what is he having sex with that mustache?
I think, but don't you think, hey, Valdez, did you see him with the mustache? Don't you think he looks really good?
Here, turn around.
I think it's another incident. Show Valdez.
Wow, that looks really good.
Right?
Yours doesn't look anything like that.
Nothing like that. I think it's another instance. I hate them, but brothers are just cooler than white people. Yeah. They can wear mustaches better.
When you come, yours is going to grow in, and then just let it do what it do.
But
roll.
Then you end up like cakes. Come on, I look good, man.
You look great, man.
It's a carefully cultivated look I have going.
It's, It's very fluffy, not gray.
It's scruffy and puffy.
Yeah, scruffy and puffy. Yours is good. Yours is like dark. You don't color it. That's like natural.
Yeah. I pick some grays out every now and then. Yeah, but other than that.
Dude, I noticed.
Eventually it becomes hard.
Yeah, I just do it in my mustache. That's it. Everything else is salt and pepper.
I was driving yesterday to this little ceremony thing where I had to get the picture taken, and I was looking in the mirror, and I was like, oh, as I was driving, I was like, oh, this thing is so awful. I'm going to ruin all the pictures. And then people have said this to me.
But a pimple, man.
A pimple on my nose, which I've been squeezing. But then people have said this to me, and I never really paid attention to it. But I was looking in the mirror as I was driving. Then I noticed all this ear hair I have. Like,
well, you got to maintain
ridiculous
that.
Ridiculous amount of ear hair.
What are you doing?
Hair. I never noticed
it. You go to your
before.
Barber and say, you got to take care of this.
Dude, I'm getting like a ton, right around the lobe.
When I go get groomed by my man Jonathan, he always takes care of my ear hair. Every single time.
It's getting ear hair
and eyebrows every time.
That's hilarious that you would go and that would be the only thing.
Well, it's not the only thing.
All face and hair and scrub. Do my ear hair.
He has a lot to deal with.
Then he leaves.
He's got to deal with the bald head. He's got to deal with the beard.
No, you don't touch none of that.
No, he does. I'm going today. Now I feel like I'm in the crosshairs. But the ear hairs are a must, especially as you're getting older.
Right,
like when
right.
you're 20 and 30, you're not worried about ear hair. But when you're 40s and 50s.
I have one hair, one single hair that grows on the top of my nose.
Oh, I get that too.
That just by itself.
Right? Like a 2-incher.
And if I forget about it, it just.
Yeah, you pluck it. You pluck it out with the quickness.
Yeah. Yeah,
see
it, out, right?
I do a TV show, right? You're on Blackish.
He's on Blackish.
By the way, which means you just hit their 100th episode, which means
100 episodes.
Hopefully syndication money.
Oh, yeah, we're syndicated right syndication now.
Syndication money. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
In Blackish, though, I got to believe that, you know, like every day you sit in some sort of makeup chair or some sort of chair where they hook you up.
Absolutely.
So you shouldn't have that straggler during the TV season.
They don't see it until I tell them.
Oh, really?
I go, hey, he's back. That's all. I say they go okay, and then they take it out. But yeah, that's it, man. That's I get it out myself most of the time.
By the way, I saw the tail end, so I only caught like honestly like the last minute or 30 seconds mm-hmm. of. I don't know if it was the last episode of Blackish, but I think it aired last night or two nights ago, whatever it is. And you're wearing some sort of wacky blue suit. What was the bit with like the crazy blue suit?
That was Prince's. Raspberry beret outfit.
Oh, yep. Really?
Yeah.
Saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I saw it immediately. I was like, that's the raspberry
beret outfit.
It brought me
right.
back like 25 years ago. It's back in the day.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody, my whole cast at Blackish and Grownish, my other show, Grownish. Like, thank everyone who watched the episode Tuesday night. Yeah, it was a 100th episode and it was dedicated to Prince and just. What Prince meant to everybody, you know, of a younger, from the kids all the way up to mm-hmm. Lawrence Fishburne and Jennifer Lewis, the grandparents, and just teaching them what Prince meant. And so it was great, man.
Here's what Prince meant to me. Every time, well, at least when I was younger, every time I heard Little Red Corvette, I got horny. That's the horniest song of all time. I mean, he's talking about just basically getting all the chick in the Little Red Corvette.
Can you play that for me? I need to hear that.
Right.
I mean, Prince was the greatest.
He was the greatest.
I never retained that in all the years.
I'm going to see if I get horny.
I guess I never paid attention to it.
Play the song.
Listen to the words of Little Red Corvette.
I'm not a lyrics guy either.
Did you know that? I'm sorry. That song, to this day, I hear, makes me horny.
Put your headphones on, so you can hear.
Did you know EB?
I didn't know it was all.
Well, first of all, every Prince song is about sex.
Everyone.
This one, especially. It gets me horned up. And I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one.
You're telling me it's going to be money.
No, I don't know.
Ladies, you know what to do to him if he gets in your car.
I know I always heard like kids like growing up, guys would say, oh, they put like Luther Vandross on or something for their girls. People would play Prince.
Is that right?
I don't even know.
Yeah, Prince.
To get their girls all worked up.
Prince used to do it, man. Yeah.
Wow.
You get revved up with Prince.
I didn't realize that.
By the way, we were listening to a couple of your bits. I don't know when it was from. Eric had it on his computer.
Right.
Where, you know, you were talking about porn mustaches, but you were talking about porn stars coming to your shows.
Yeah. In L.A. Like, they come out to the shows, and it's weird.
Like the guys or the girls?
Both.
Right. I know you mentioned the one guy.
Yeah. It's tripped out seeing them with clothes on.
Yeah. Right? But you recognize them.
At first, you go do a double take, like... I didn't recognize you with a shirt on, you know.
So terrible.
But y'all, they show up. It's crazy.
You know that
too.
Is so true.
Yeah. I remember Jammin' Jameson came to a show.
Right.
Yeah, what was that one girl, Sasha Gray, I think?
Yes.
Look at Bobby's.
We've had both of them on the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had Jenna.
Okay, yeah,
Jenna's gone, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, comedy store, yeah.
And the guys show up, too.
Yeah.
And Ron Jeremy loves comedy. Did he ever show up? You ever see Ron?
Yeah, the comedy store. Yeah, Ron Jerry used to show up.
We were laughing at your Wesley Pipes bit.
Yeah. Oh, Wesley Pipes.
That's an amazing name.
Yo, you got to go see this dude, though. Wesley Pipes is a... Go look up Wesley Pipes.
I'm Googling right now. That's the greatest name ever.
Watch his videos. He says the most outlandish stuff, but it's so funny, you can't even, you know... Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I think I've seen him.
You're too busy laughing at
me. I've definitely seen him before, James.
He has a distinct look.
Let me guess.
That looks like freaking DMX.
Let me guess. He's not sneaky. He's old.
Well, these pictures, luckily, they're filtered. You want me to go to type in Wesley Pipes Dawn? Oh, see what comes up?
Yo, he told one girl, he was like, quit making me look bad. Stop making me look bad. Yeah. I'm like, who says this? In the
middle That's some of quality writing there.
He was like, you stop moving and stop making me look bad. What?
Is it true that I read that you started in stand-up based on a friend daring you to come stage? Is that really
friend
true?
Bet me like $50.
So everyone obviously knew you were funny.
But me.
Okay, and then had you kind of prepared anything in the back of your mind, or you literally went up there cold?
No, what I did was, after my friend told me that, we discussed it, and we went to a comedy club, and we seen guys on stage, and I was just like, I could probably do that. I'm not sure. So I went and just wrote some stories down that I told people before. I went on stage and never looked back.
Really?
It was just like that. I was like, man. Well, let me tell some stories that I told some people and they laughed at. And I wrote them down. And then I looked at a couple commercials on TV. And I just was like, this is a funny commercial. I should talk about this. And I wrote that down. I had like 3 minutes. Went on stage.
Killed. You
back.
Did fine. Yeah. And then, so did you ever struggle then?
Oh, yeah.
You did struggle.
Yeah.
I always hear that guys that do well in this, like your first, usually if you're going to do well, probably your first time or two, you get success. And then the struggle happens.
Then the struggle comes.
Then because, the bombing.
Yeah.
Got a bomb.
Oh,
at
you
some
got
point.
A bomb. Because the when you do good at first, that's what hooks you in.
Right. Yeah. You got to get hooked in.
I did this. Right.
It's like gamblers.
Oh, man. I've had times where I bombed so bad. I left on a whole nother name.
So. But it's impressed you.
They were like, Trevor sucks.
But I would guess now
get Trevor out of here.
Would you feel like now you've arrived and you're in a groove?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like they're
absolutely.
Actually adding shows here at DC.
Yeah,
Improv.
Yeah. We,
you're doing
yeah,
a 3:30
yeah, we added. Yeah, we got a 3:30 show.
That's
this
my
Saturday.
Kind of show. Nice and early. I love that.
Then you can go get your hair, ear hair done.
I get my hair done. My ear hair's pulled out. Go see the
go
early
see
show. That. It's perfect.
We added, we added a matinee show this Saturday. All the shows sold out. We got a few tickets left for the late show that we added Thursday. Few tickets left for Sunday, but we added.
Don't you get worn out?
Show.
Don't you
Dude,
get worn?
Hey
man, I'm
chuck.
Like this. If I'm here, why
let's
not?
Do it.
Let's just do it.
Let's
I'm
do
here.
It again.
Yeah.
Keep bringing them in.
Another show means more money.
Right.
Why not?
Of course, I understand.
I could be laying in the bed, you know. Right. So I was like, man, I'm here. We might as well. It's snowing, whatever. Look, come on out. Come on, let's have a good time. So yes, matinee show we added at 3:30. You can come, hang out, and you can go. You have the rest of your day Saturday.
Now, when you travel, do you travel with like a crew or are you
nah,
do your own thing?
It's just me, man. Yeah, because I film and I barely can get out, you know, barely get out to do shows because my film schedule, I film Grownish and Blackish like every week. So I go back and forth from stage to stage and I film.
Now, do you do it
time.
Because you love it or you do it because the checks are so good you got to keep that
no,
money coming
no,
in?
I do it because I love it.
You do?
I mean, yeah, because that's why I won't let go stand up. I got 3 shows. Actually, I still work with Conan O'Brien. You know, I wrote for Conan for like probably like 7 years. And so I still rock with Conan. We're actually going to be touring soon coming up.
Wow.
And so I still rock with Conan. I still do Conan, Grownish Blackish. I do my Netflix, the stand-ups I did. Like, I still do stand-up. I'm doing another special for Netflix soon. So I'm not going to let go stand up. That's what comics used to do back in the 90s.
Well, especially
they'll do stand up until they get
the
a checks TV
that
show.
Netflix are stroking out for stand up specials.
Oh, yeah.
You want to keep cracking those out.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you stay in that game.
But comics used to do stand up until they get a TV show and then they quit stand up. Nowadays, you don't do that. You stay with your stand up, which makes sense. Why would you leave what made you?
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, they're going to cut you in 2 years anyway.
Yeah,
then what are you going
to
do?
Yeah.
If you want to go to the show, DCImprov.com. It's Deion Cole hanging out with us. Keep it here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're joined in studio by comedian and actor Deion Cole. You probably know him most likely from Black-ish on ABC. Wildly successful sitcom, so good for him. I've been looking
I feel like I should know more about Grown-ish.
Yeah.
I really don't know anything about Grown-ish.
Yeah,
I've seen Black-ish.
Yeah. Black-ish. I play Charlie on Black-ish in the office scenes, if you ever seen
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Grown-ish is a spinoff show where the teenage girl, Yara, went away to school. And so I went over to that show to be a professor, an adjunct professor at night.
So you're double dipping from ABC.
A double dip.
This is amazing. This is just waiting for another
great development. Anything with ish on the end of it.
By the way, lazy ish.
ABC favorite
feeling
of
ish. Sleepy ish.
I will give them ish. ABC has, they've found a real niche where Black-ish is a huge hit,
mm-hmm.
and it centers on upper middle class African American family.
Yeah.
They've done well with Fresh Off the Boat, about an Asian family based mm-hmm. in Florida. They're really working that game. I like what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I like their hustle.
I mean, it's an avenue for it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's an avenue for it. So, you know, why not? You know, not a lot of people resonate with the show. I remember we had a real big boost, too, with the show. When we first started, everybody was going, why would they name the show Black-ish?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just like, what? And then Donald Trump said, he was like, that's a racist show. After that, golden. When he said it was racist, everybody started watching it.
100 episodes, here
we come. Yeah, they was like, this ain't racist. This is a great show, you know? So that was, shout out to him.
The first show that I watched of Black-ish, and I don't know if it was the first episode, it was all about the nod.
Yeah.
And that was a great show. Like, no other show
approached
it.
That was my first episode.
And it was like that brothers give other brothers the nod. And then maybe he hadn't taught his son to give somebody the nod in the hallway.
Right.
It's a good episode.
That was
like,
my
that's
very
not racist.
First episode.
It's with, what I would say, it's observational.
Yeah, it's observational. Like, we had another episode where you don't get on the elevator if a little white girl is on there by herself.
Oh, really? You don't want anything?
Really?
You do not get on the elevator.
Is that just
known,
or did somebody give you that talk?
If an elevator door opened and it's just a little white girl standing there, I will wait on the next
elevator. Well, hold on. You took the elevator, I'm guessing, up here with Allison from the D.C. Improv.
That's a little white girl.
There was a black man and a white woman on the elevator with us.
Okay. Yes. All right. I just want to make sure about the dynamic coming up here to the Fan.
An old black man, too.
So there was somebody else present.
That is hilarious. Yeah. But you know, not to be serious at all. I don't want to be serious. But that nod thing is for real. So I remember, I've told the story many, many times before. I went on a trip to Boston with a bunch of high school guys. And I was hanging out with all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking around Boston. And I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could know. And then when it was pointed out to me, that we were looking at jewelry at one of those kiosks, and the lady's hands were like shaking. Like, I think she thought we were going to rob her.
Sure.
And then guys kept coming up to the other guys, and they're like, is there anything cool? Are you guys cool? They were making sure, like, they could tell we were out of town, and they wanted to see if everything was okay.
Right.
And I was like, wow. And they were doing the nod. All that.
But you got to pay attention to the nod. You know, if the nod go up, if your head goes back, that's like a what's up?
Yeah.
If it go down, it's like, All right. We watching.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you see another black dude, be like, what's up? All right.
Is so everything a lot of body right? language right. going
let's,
on.
Wow. There's a whole thing
let's,
to
let's
it.
Let's kick some ass. Let me see. Have to.
Like, it's not that different.
Up is like, good. Hey, what's happening?
Up's down like an acknowledgement. Like, hey,
all right. Kick your ass.
Where'd you go to high school? You grew up in Chicago or the suburbs?
Chicago, South Side.
Oh, you grew up in South Side. So what did you, before you got into this, Eric mentioned it. Mm-hmm. What did you think you were going to become?
I thought I was going to be an A&R.
Really?
Yeah. I like music a lot. Like, okay. I buy albums. And
right.
Still to this day, I'll buy an album and I'll try to pick out the single before they drop it.
Right.
And about 70% of the time, I'm right.
You can hit it?
That's like our
We
do a segment. It used to be called Hit or Hurting. Now it's Pie or Poo.
Right.
I don't even know why we call them these stupid things.
Yeah, but we like to do that. But
pie
usually
is good.
It's
poo, obviously. Poo, not good.
Yeah.
No, but what he's doing is more difficult because he's listening to an entire album and trying to pick out the single. We're just listening to the single and saying whether it's good or not.
Yeah, no, and usually the single that they probably intend is probably in the first five tracks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They always put it first.
It's strategic, so you can
listen to the rest of the album,
yeah.
right? So know that part, right. but I try to pick it still because it's between those five.
Mm-hmm. See, we used to work on a music station for a couple years, mm-hmm. and we did the segment like sampling new music, and we all whiffed, for example, on Hey Ya.
Yeah, hey,
terrible.
And I said, that song
like, what is this?
That piece song is going to be the biggest hit of the 90s.
Yeah, of the decade. Of an entire decade. And we
hey,
all
was the
swung
biggest
and
hit.
Missed on it. We couldn't have been
you hit on it. See, now in retrospect,
I think he would have been on it.
But... That's funny. No, I'm not going to lie, though. I'm not going to lie, though. I did not pick Hey, I Need It. I'm not going to lie.
I did not know
that.
It was like a cultural phenomenon.
But I think that's why because he's so off-kilter. I think that's probably why he picked that song, because no one else probably thought it was going to be a hit.
Really?
He
made what it that? A hit.
But, yo, Andre's like that. Andre 3000, he just... Like, yo, I'm going to do what they don't expect me to do. But I didn't pick that neither. I picked a couple other songs before that.
You know, those guys were said, you're playing, he's playing the Pelicans Arena, is that right?
Yeah, he's in New Orleans, Riverfront Arena, where the Pelicans like play against James Harden and company. You're playing there with Martin Lawrence.
I am,
that's insane.
That is a pretty big room to fill.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
We just played in Detroit Saturday. We was there at the Little Caesars Arena. They're like 13,000 people there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you get scared? Like, there's a lot of people. You get intimidated?
Sometimes I do.
A little bit?
Depending on who's in front of me, you know. Because mm-hmm. a lot of entertainers won't say that they're nervous about who's in front of them. Because it sets the standards.
You want them to be pretty good, but not great.
Now, are you... Right?
Right? You want them to be, like, outstanding, right?
Now, is that set up? Are you guys...
It makes you have to work hard.
Yeah.
If a guy comes in front of you and strips,
you don't want the bar to be that high.
But you don't want it to be awful either, though, right?
You don't want it to be awful neither. They have to be right in the pocket. You know what I mean? So if a guy is like way over the top, stripping on roller skates and good night, and then you go out there, it's like,
you're doomed.
Yo, I just got to focus on my mustache. What type of mustache contest?
How's our guy Martin Lawrence doing of late? Is he doing well?
Shout out to Martin
Lawrence.
Is he doing
good?
What?
Shout out
to Martin Lawrence. He's doing great, man.
Good.
He's great, man. He's back. He's doing his thing, man. Funny as ever. He's about to shoot Bad Boys 3 again with Will Smith.
That's smart.
That's about to be crazy. He's been waiting to do that for several years, and shout out to you all's hometown hero, Martin Lawrence. That's
how much money do you think he made from Big Mama's house over the years?
So what year did he graduate from Roosevelt, by the way?
We went to Roosevelt. Probably about 85, 86.
Okay.
So yeah, he graduated from
school with Martin. That's crazy. Well,
they went after.
It's a big school, big public school.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
so. I mean, we didn't intersect paths. Like, I don't remember. I just know when you say the list of alums, like, he went to DeMathie. He's got all these great basketball alums.
Uh-huh.
We've got Martin, and we got the guy who invented Google.
Sergey Brin.
Good.
That's pretty
great.
Good. Yeah, it's good.
After that, I think it's a drop-off.
Yeah, it comes to us at some point.
Like, what about your high school?
Y'all, right?
Yeah,
what about your high school? Do you have anybody
famous
in high school?
Yeah.
No,
you?
Nobody.
Are you
me.
The most famous?
No, I think I probably am. Quinn Buckner. He went to my high school. Yeah, Thornridge.
So he was probably a basketball
legend. You obviously grew up probably a Jordan fan, right? You had to.
You had to be. You'll get shot in Chicago. If you say anything.
Do you get better? Last night, LeBron got into the top five scorers of all time.
Nice.
Do you get bitter at the comparisons?
Nah, there is none. People say that there is no comparison. I mean, that was a whole nother era. Like, Jordan, he balanced the economy. Right. You know what I mean? Really, he did with his shoes. Like, he kept the economy going. Like, you know, and it was an era where ball was ball, man. Like, now everything is so kind. And I hate to say it, but everything's so lame right now, man.
I have a hard time with regular season NBA
hoops.
Man,
I have a hard
time. Everybody just dribbles down
a
half court, just launches threes.
Basketball, yeah. I have a hard time.
What's your beef with football?
It's just now. It's like they might as well have flags around their waist now. Right. It's like and don't get me wrong, I'm not insensitive to like concussions and all of that. I get it, but it just isn't.
Makes it harder to watch.
It just isn't the football I grew up on. That's all. And
who was
I'm
your
glad
guy
that they're
growing
protecting themselves. Like Walter Payton,
Mike Singletary,
85 Bears.
Yeah,
man.
You're our age.
Absolutely. That was everything, McMahon, like everybody, the fridge. Remember that song they had?
Of course. Shuffle. I could probably sing it still.
No, please don't. Don't sing it, JP.
Right, you look at the fridge, I'm the rookie.
Yeah, I know you
I
want to sing
large,
it.
But I'm one tough cookie. I'm not going to sing it.
Please don't sing it.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's actually the only guy that I remember.
Thankfully for Dion.
All right, we only have a minute or so. Let's make sure you get all the plugs in because he's added all these extra shows.
Just go to DCImprov.com for all of your ticket information. Not many tickets left. He even has a matinee show. Is it 3:30 on Saturday?
3:30 Saturday.
That's
you got
to
get that. You can go on with the rest of your day after that. Yeah,
I could do the matinee show and then go to like a 5 o'clock dinner.
You can
He loves the early dinner.
Beautiful thing.
Look at you. You're great. Come on out.
We never addressed this, but I did see on Twitter, and it's true, you get compared to Lionel Richie.
All the time.
Is that true?
You know what? You can play him in the biopic in a few years.
That's not a new stream for you.
I do not know why. I don't even see it.
I don't see it either, but you would take the check.
I've let down so many people, man.
So great.
That's Dion coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dion.
Thank you all. Let's go, everybody.
Yep. We got to get out of here. For KXCB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grandanny next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.